Hey, welcome to the First Responder Wellness Podcast. This is episode number 17, and this is a solo episode where I'm going to be sharing some things with you, just to look back at the year that we've just experienced and look forward into the year coming. And I just want to say it's been an amazing year in 2023 for our film PTSD 911, where we've had just dozens and dozens of organizations and agencies purchase the film for use for in-house training. We're so grateful for that. So grateful that we can get this film into the hands of first responders all across this country, and that we've been able to have more than 35 in-person screening events to bring this film to cities and communities and organizations around the country. And that doesn't include some of the more private events that we did not attend personally. But so we're so grateful for every opportunity we have to share our film and to share the stories that are in the film to the first responder community and to communities in general around the country. And, you know, there are so many people that I could say thank you to. And, you know, if I start naming names, I know I'll forget someone, so I'm not going to do that. But I just want to say a huge thank you to everyone who has had any part to play in bringing the film to your community, to bringing the film to your agency, to getting it purchased for your agency. And I want to say thank you, because what you are doing is helping to get that conversation going within your community, within your agency. And that's really our goal for this film. And I know not everyone connects with this film, but I know first responders do, because you guys tell me that. And I thank you for that. And so if you are part of an agency, and I'm not going to make a big sales pitch today, but if, hey, bring the film to your community, bring the film to your agency, it'll make a difference. It will get that conversation going. And I know that in the next year, we are planning more and more events. In fact, I was just writing down the names of some of the communities and states that we're going to in the next year that I know for sure. And some of those are in Maine. We're coming to Maine. We're coming to Mississippi and Idaho and Texas and North Carolina and Maryland and California. And there's other places that we are going to. We're starting to have conversations with people about Utah and about some other places around the country. And so we are really excited to continue to bring this film, the PTSD 911 film, to the world. And if you want to be a part of that, just go to our website, PTSD911movie.com, and click on the screenings button and fill out an information tab there. And I'll get back to you as soon as I can, where we can start having a conversation about bringing the film to your community. But more than that, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for the words of encouragement. So many of you are sending words of encouragement, whether it's through email or text message or Instagram messages or Facebook messages, where you're making comments about the film, you're making comments about this podcast. So thank you for that. Thank you for your show of support. And I'm also grateful for everyone who has been a part of the First Responder Wellness Podcast. We've had more than 12,000 downloads of this podcast, which isn't huge, but it's a great start. And we're so grateful to be able to bring this podcast to you and to the community of first responders around the world. And we have some amazing interviews that we've already recorded that are going to be released in the early part of next year and of 2024. And we've got some other people that we are looking to bring onto the program. And perhaps you know of someone that would be a great fit for our program. We're really looking for those people who have a solution, who offer solutions to first responder wellness and can help bring that conversation to the table of how to develop a culture of wellness within an agency. And so if you know of someone that would be a great voice for that, that can speak to that subject matter, please let me know. We're not so much interested in hearing first responder stories directly, only because there's so many great podcasts who do that already and do that very well. Our goal is to bring people who are leaders in the first responder community, who are doing the work of wellness, they're doing the work in the mental health field, who are offering solutions to help the conversation get going and to continue that conversation of wellness within agencies and how to develop cultures of wellness within agencies. And that's really what our goal is with this podcast. And so if you know of somebody that would be a great fit for this, please send me an email. You can send it to Conrad@ConjoStudios.com. That's Conrad@ConjoStudios.com. and you can let me know who that person is. Maybe do an email invite or an email introduction. That would be great. I'd really appreciate that. But I want to say thank you for listening. Thank you for taking time out of your week, taking time out of your day to listen to this podcast. And so many of you are doing that every single week, and I'm so grateful for that. And coming up in the next year, we have just great opportunities to bring the film to various communities and organizations and conferences and events around the country. And we want to do more with this podcast. We want to perhaps even do some kind of a live summit event with this podcast. So be tuned in for that. And we're really looking to partner with organizations, to partner with companies, to partner with groups that can help support and underwrite this podcast. If you find it valuable and you would like to partner with me in order to bring this podcast to the world, send me an email, conrad@conjostudios.com, and we can have that conversation and see what that looks like for you to partner with us here on the First Responder Wellness Podcast. But anyway, it's been a great, fantastic year. I've learned so much about first responders, and I want to say just a thank you to the first responder community for accepting me. I'm an outsider. I've not had any experience in the first responder community other than spending time with you and getting to know you and getting to tell your stories through the film. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you for believing in the work that we're doing. And I just appreciate the opportunity to speak to you on this platform on a weekly basis. I appreciate the opportunity to share the stories that we shared in the PTSD 911 film. I just appreciate the opportunity to be a voice for first responders in a way that can help first responders move toward wellness, because I know that I want for healthy first responders in my community here in Emmitsburg, Maryland. And I know you want first responders who are healthy in your community as well. And so together we can work on achieving those goals, to making that happen, to making that a reality, so that all of our first responders are healthy and well, and so that we can reduce the stigma of mental health. We can reduce suicide rates. As we know, they continue to be astronomically high in the first responder community, and that is heartbreaking for me. And as many of you know, as you follow our journey in the PTSD 911 film, we had a heartbreaking event back in August with Nicole ending her life and losing the battle with PTSD. And so I know the pain is real, and because it's real for me. And the pain that we experience in that loss. But we know that Nicole's story continues to impact lives and make a difference. And so we have hope for that story and her story and other stories that we tell will continue to make a difference to impact the lives of people and first responders around the country. So as this year wraps up, I want to say a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to all of you. I hope you have a time that you're able to spend time with your family during this holiday season. And please be sure to take care of yourself. Please be sure to stay healthy, to take care of yourself, your brain, take care of your body, to take care of your relationships, and so that you can be healthy moving into the next year. I got some ambitious goals for myself physically and mentally in the next year. And so I want to share some of those with you in future podcast episodes. And so stay tuned for that. And together we can begin working toward a healthier and better us, so that we can be all that we need to be to the people that we serve. And so again, thank you for being a part of this community. Thank you for being a part of the first responder community. And if you're not a first responder, thank you for supporting first responders. And I encourage you to continually do that. Say hi to your local first responders and thank them for their service in their community, because it is a sacrifice. They take the sacrifice on willingly. And so many of them have challenges within their own personal lives. And we want to help through the little way that we can to make a difference in the lives of these folks around the country. So again, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, be well, take care of yourself and those around you, and go out and do something great in the world. And we'll see you again soon.